I ran into several hunters who decided to skip moose season this fall. Longtime resident Steve German says this fall was too warm and buggy.
I didn't want to deal with all the no-see-ums and white sox, so it's too much of a hassle, so I'd rather hunt geese.
For those who did go out for moose, it was a game of patience and luck. 12-year-old Amaya Wassily Walker was hoping to get his first moose outside Clark's Point, but he didn't catch one yet.
When we went out, there was nothing. All we seen was a cow, a big cow, looked like a bull.
Also unsuccessful in moose efforts was Terry Fuller, but he did share a story from his family's caribou hunting trip. He said he was a proud dad taking his 15-year-old daughter on her first big game hunt.
It was a little more daunting than shooting at cardboard cutouts at the dump, and she missed it clean, and she just felt so bad about it. And anyway, I could not have been more proud. She really impressed me. She impressed me to the point where I'm thinking, you know, I was kind of against the idea, but the idea of her getting a winter moose tag, I'm warming to the idea now after watching her out there, so.
Stormy conditions last weekend may have put a damper on some people's trips. We heard a story of one couple who had a wild boat ride bringing back a 60-incher in gale-force winds. But the storm was a nuisance for those on land, too. Here's solo hunter Andy Aderman.
I'll have to admit that I quit hunting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and crawled into the tent, and I stayed there until 7 o'clock the next morning because it just rained and it blew all night long.
Aderman did get a moose with lucky timing on the last morning of the season. He says he's looking forward to eating pickled moose heart. Perhaps the happiest hunting party I found were out on Thursday evening cleaning out their skiff and preparing to cut up a third moose among them. They shared some of their secrets to success.
Ninja skills. You gotta have ninja skills.
Chad Feltz, along with his sister Sherry Graywall and hunting partner John Castile, spent the better part of a month upriver. Besides stealth, Chad says the key to a successful hunting trip is each person finding the moose that's specifically meant for them. He explained it's like in video games.
Your name will kind of always follow your character. So there's like the bubble name tag above the moose's head while he's walking around. And, you know, it's going to say John Castile as above his head or Sherry Graywall walking around somewhere. You got to find your moose with your name on it.
Sherry found the one with her name on it the morning after they packed out her brother's moose.
I was using John's 300 and I got as close as I could. And I was so nervous and my scope is fogging up, my glasses are fogging up. Like, I'm like, this is it, like, this is it. And so then, like, finally John was like, if you could see it in the scope, shoot it. And so I just, like, took a deep breath and I shot, and then I seen its antler drop, and then, like, I just started chasing after it, and, like, I'd gotten my moose. And I got the biggest one, 63 inches. Yeah, I got a trophy.
Chad's 12-year-old son, Chevy, has been accompanying his dad on hunting trips for 4 years now. But he thinks he and his sister might not quite have the ninja skills down.
I don't know. As soon as we weren't there, my dad and them got a moose. Like, we went to school and then they got a moose. I think we're too loud moose hunting.
They might be noisy, but Chevy and his sister, 10-year-old Cheyenne, are a help when it comes to butchering.
It was cool seeing a moose, the inside of the moose and stuff. But, like, the belly was bloated and, like, we accidentally popped a little hole in it and it started to stink really bad.
Did it gross you out?
Not really. I didn't puke.
For this crew, the hard work and long days are all worth it for time spent in the outdoors with family and friends. Castile says it's an emotional high.
You're just happy. Sometimes you get tear two in your eyes. You guys are hugging each other like crazy, giving high fives, yelling and screaming.
You're the boss for the day if you just got your moose.
Oh, yeah. You are the boss for the day if you got the moose.
Now that the freezer's full, it's time to think about what's for dinner. For this hunting clan, they said Mongolian moose, lots of roast moose sandwiches, and about 20 pounds of moose hot dogs. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Coulton.